How did Kickstand happen?
Just kind of wrote the music and just kind of arranged it in a way that had some of those little changes, and then you add lyrics to it.
And it was more or less...
Well, I had a title.
Did we have it at the studio, though?
I don't remember.
It wasn't demoed. I think I just...
It just, we did it like in the room, kind
of. Yeah, probably.
That's one thing about us. Is Kim usually doesn't bring in demos of stuff.
I don't leave a.
That's when we collaborate.
I don't leave
him,
a
jam
a,
out.
A trail, a record.
That can be put out on a future re-release.
And this
so they can hear me play
so
horrible drums on demos.
It was like that.
Record in a room with mirrors. Yeah, I mean, to me, Kickstands happened really fast, but I don't remember what part of the album it happened. There's sort of an early, middle, and late. Was that a middle?
We're at a vast, and so the song was just, it's pretty quick, so it was fully arranged, brought it in instrumentally, kind of learned it, that was it. And I think maybe a week later, you came back and you had lyrics, and they said, okay, let's try with lyrics.
That's the shortest song on the record by far, isn't it?
Yes.
How long is it?
That's kind of our...
It's like you blink twice.
Our Ramones song.
It's a brief respite from the heavy.
But it is an example of songs where the lyrics were based on a title that the lyricist actually didn't come up with.
Hey, I just realized when this record came out, the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. That's right. So this is a good omen. Network, this whole thing, so you'll hear yourselves do that just now.